Hi, I'm Bana Sujata. Welcome to Dhamma Threads, and I'm here with Simon Power. We're going to be looking at a verse from the Theragata, the verse of the senior monks. You can read the text on Sutta Central. This particular one we're going to look at for this session is verse number 1.39, Tissa. Tissa, should mention, is a very common name in Pali, and in fact Tissa is often used as a placeholder name. So in ordinations and things like that, then you just use the word Tissa sort of to stand in for anybody's name, a bit like kind of John or something like that in English. Anyway, so the verse of Tissa, as if struck by a sword, as if their head was on fire, a monk should go forth mindfully to abandon desire for sensual pleasures. So this is a very short, very direct verse. It's unlike a lot of the verses on the Theragata. It's not a kind of celebratory or reflective verse, but it's very kind of didactic, and it has obviously a very strong sense of urgency about it, right? This is what you should do, and you should do it like right now, and you should do it very urgently. And so that tone, that imagery, is something that you do find in the early suttas used from time to time, right? You don't find it, you know, all the way through. But there are certainly cases where this kind of urgency was encouraged. For example, there's one sutta where the Buddha talks about samatha or tranquility and vipassana or discernment or insight meditation, and says that somebody who has neither tranquility nor insight should make every effort to develop them as quickly as possible, and using this kind of imagery like a man with his turban on fire. So there are some cases where this kind of urgency is enjoined, so this particular verse sounds to me like perhaps an exhortation for maybe young monks or someone like that, maybe some people who are, you know, wavering in their commitment to the path or something like that, or maybe being a bit lazy, and they're sort of given these verses of encouragement and exhortation. So what do you think, Simon? What was your response to this this verse?
That was what attracted me to it, actually. Uh-huh. This kind of profound sense of urgency and a very strong use of language. Like you say, it's an exhortation. And I was just wondering about the first two lines in particular. Quite violent imagery, you know, swords and heads on fire. Why use these images, and are there links to other sutras or texts with similar imagery?
Well, there are, and I think this is. There's I think an overall emotional tone in the Theragata, if you can speak of something that's quite joyful and quite positive, you know, and you read that, you know, many times in many suttas, and then sort of scattered in there, then you find some of these other ones which are more critical or more urgent or you know, more challenging. I think this is something that this is a kind of a wake-up call. I think that, you know, we all need that from time to time, you know, that bit of that encouragement, recognize that actually it really is urgent, you know, death really is real, you know, our life really is uncertain, and we really don't know how much chance we're going to have to practice or what's going to happen to us in the future, so we really got to get started right away.
Reminds me of the Fire Sutra? Your ears are on fire, your eyes are on fire, everything's on fire. What does being on fire mean we have to aim for? If our heads are on fire, what should we do about it?
We should aim for quenching the flame. Which, of course, is what Nibbana means. There's one sutta is about that called the Mahāagikanda Sutta, talking about the great mass of fire, and they actually saw this big bushfire in the distance, and the Buddha gives this exhortation to the monks. And it was so powerful that it says at the end of it that 60 of the monks became enlightened, 60 disrobed, and 60 of them died with blood gushing out of their mouths.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So that was like a really powerful teaching.
Wow. And fire in the suttas generally?
Fire in the suttas generally refers to like suffering and conditions. It's dependent. Like fire is always dependent on its fuel. but also it's burning and it's agitated, and it's also it's impermanence, right? The heat is impermanence, it's change. So the overriding symbolism, you know, and this is actually one of the central symbolisms of the suttas, is that the khandhas are burning, the world is burning, and that through the practice of nibbana that we can put out that fire, we can reach quenching of the flame, which is nibbana. Yeah, and that kind of spectrum of imagery was sort of derived from the Vedic use of fire. Of course, in Vedic religion, Agni, as the god of fire, is one of the central figures. So, it was placed kind of directly in opposition to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Bhante.
Okay, thanks a lot, Simon. And thank you for watching. And please join us for the next Dhamma Threads.